Right, I think we've had enough of Mika. We'll get rid of Mika. We've got better guests in the studio than Mika, I feel. Now I'm joined, thankfully, because there's been huge problems on the train today, as you know. There's no underground, and my guest in the studio. Now I'm going to try and pronounce your name correctly, because I got it slightly wrong earlier, but people expect that. It's Valerio Lissander.
Yes, that's correct.
And whereabouts are you originally from?
I'm from Italy. I'm actually from Rome.
Yeah. Buongiorno, come stai?
Molto bene, grazie.
That's the only thing I can say, so I won't try and say anything
that's good
else.
Enough.
How long have you been over in the UK?
I've been here for 2 years. Yeah, I came in April 2013 with my little guitar, following this dream of becoming a singer-songwriter.
And what's the difference between sort of being in the UK?
Well, I sing and I write my lyrics in English, so I wanted people to understand what I was singing, basically.
Yeah.
And you have way more opportunities here than what you have in Italy.
Is it very closed if you sing in Italian? Is it very sort of closed market then, just for that, and it's not, you know, possibly to go worldwide, you've got to sing in English? And
yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
The music business in Italy, yeah, it's very close, so you can't get out of there if you start there. It's very hard. I mean, some artists did, but not. It's not so easy. So I thought, well, gonna give it a try.
So how long, when did you start writing? Is it something you started because you're fantastic? I've heard you warming up with the piano and obviously heard you. You're an amazing pianist. So what came first? Did you start playing the piano and then you realised you could sing, or was it the other way around?
I started with singing in my room, singing along my CDs, and then I started studying guitar.
Yeah.
But I thought after a year or two, I didn't feel that was my thing, so I moved to the piano. That was when I was 17, quite late, actually.
Oh, right.
So that's about the time when I started writing as well.
Mm. Do you write down, as you said, do you write down lyrics and then you put the, or do you actually sit and play chords and then the lyrics come out? How do you work?
It's a bit of both, actually. Sometimes they come together when I'm sitting at the piano. Sometimes it's music first and then lyrics. It really depends on. I don't have like a writing style.
So
mainly it's starting from the music. Sometimes I'm like bored somewhere sitting without a piano and like a melody comes to my head and I write it down, and then I add lyrics, or I could have like a feeling or an experience I want to talk about or sing about. So I start writing ideas of words and sentences, and then I go from there.
Now the album, you've got its title, Mental Head, is the name of the album. We'll be talking more about it. I managed to get my words out. We will talk about the artwork as well, because the website is beautiful and the artwork is beautiful as well, so you've got some very good. I wish I had friends. You said it's a friend. I wish I had friends like that. I don't have anyone who has any talent to do anything. Oh, it sounds awful, doesn't it? My friends listening.